Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you like when someone shares their toys and books with you? I sure do. Do you think they feel good when you share with them? Yes. Jesus shares with us. Let's share with brother, sister, cousin, and friend. Let's sing the sharing song.
I have two dollies and I am glad. You have no dolly and that's too bad. I'll share my dollies for I love you. What Jesus wants me to do. I have two Bibles and I am glad. You have no Bible and that's too bad. I'll share my Bibles for I love you. And that's what Jesus wants me to do.
God loves when we praise Him. We can praise Him in singing and thankful words. Join us in singing Praise Him, Praise Him.
Praise Him, praise Him, all we little children.
God is love, God is love.
Praise Him, praise Him, all we little children.
God is love.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am bigger than a fish and smaller than a whale. I like to flip out of the ocean water. I hear really well. What am I?
A dolphin!
That's right, a dolphin. Next one. I am a night bird. I have big round eyes. I use my ears to hunt mice. I say, hoo, hoo. What am I?
Owl!
That's right, it's an owl. Last one. I have wings to fly, but I am not a bird. I fly quickly in the night. I have very good hearing. My name rhymes with cat. What am I?
Bat.
I'm a bat. God made these three animals to hear really well. He wants us to use our ears to listen well. Our story today is about a little boy who listened really well to God. Dear Jesus, thank you for our Bibles. Thank you for the story about Hannah's prayer answered. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. A long time ago, Jesus' people didn't go to a church. They went to a beautiful tent. A special priest took care of the beautiful tent. His name was Eli. When the people came to the tent, Eli taught them about Jesus. One day, a lady named Hannah came to the beautiful tent. Hannah was very sad. She wanted a baby so very much, but she and her husband didn't have any children. If you give me a baby boy, Hannah promised Jesus, I will give him back to you. I promise to teach him to love you. He will be your helper as long as he lives. Jesus answered Hannah's prayer. Hannah had a sweet baby boy, and she was so happy. Hannah named a little boy Samuel. Now I know some of you listening to this story are named Samuel too. Hannah taught Samuel to love Jesus and to be a good helper. I hope you're learning to be a good helper. Maybe you help pick up your toys or to carry things to the table. Soon it was time for Hannah to keep her promise. Hannah made a special coat for Samuel and took him to the beautiful tent. Samuel would live with priest Eli. Samuel would be a special helper for Jesus. One night, when Samuel was sleeping, a voice woke him up. Samuel thought Eli was calling. So you know what he did? He ran to Eli. "Here I am." But it wasn't Eli. Three times the voice called. And three times, what do you think Samuel did? He ran to Eli. When he was called, he came quickly. But it wasn't Eli. Finally, Eli knew who was calling Samuel. Do you know who it was? It was Jesus. "When the voice calls again, you must answer," Eli said. So Samuel did. He went back to his bed and he lay down. And then it came again. "Samuel, Samuel," the voice said. Samuel sat up. "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." Then Jesus talked to little Samuel. Samuel was becoming a very special helper for Jesus. Samuel was very little, but he was already becoming a helper for Jesus. Do you think that Jesus wants you to be a special helper for him? Yes, of course he does. If you ask Jesus, he will make you his special helper too. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is 1 Samuel 3:9. "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." When we say "speak," you can put a finger to your lips and then away from it quickly, like speaking. Point up to the sky where God is when we say "Lord, for your servant hears." You can point to yourself when you say "servant," and then cup your ear like you're listening. "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." Now let's try it together. "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." 1 Samuel 3:9. Let's pray together. We can fold our hands and close our eyes. Dear Jesus, we want to be helpers for you. Please help us learn every day how to be your special helpers. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Our closing song today is "Teach Us to Pray" from Thy Word Creations. Just as Hannah learned to pray and God answered, let's learn to pray too as we learn the words.
All the little children came when Jesus bid them come. And we believe the Lord hears every praying little one. So we kneel to start the day. And when the day is done, and we say, "Lord, teach us
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.